This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. We will take your calls shortly at 800-636-1067.
Now,
everybody wants to react to the Wizards getting unlucky at the draft lottery last night.
Unlucky or, you know, they were 86% not to get Cooper.
Yeah,
they were 86% not to.
So I understand that. Extremely highly likely. I'm over them not getting the number one pick. That's fine. I knew that the odds of that were slim, but to fall all the way down to the lowest point where they could fall, that's what upsets me the most.
Now look,
a borderline playoff team can hop 10 spots with a less than 2% chance of getting the spot, grab it, and keep the Wizards on the hamster wheel for an extra year.
Now, look, this whoever they get at number six could be a better player overall than whoever is drafted three or four.
Maybe.
We just don't know.
Just doesn't happen that often.
It doesn't happen often.
I just want the opportunity to have that number two.
But you just never know.
Or just give me the three pick. Give me the four pick.
But let's just say this. And you can help me with this. I understand that, listen, more often than not, we're in the lottery, like, because we don't make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So we're there a lot. But, you know, while we've been doing the show, they've had at least two number one picks with the Kwame and with John Wall.
Correct.
So it's not like the league has, you know, if they were involved or they had some sort of like aversion to DC. No, we've actually gotten two number one overall picks. It's happened.
And what were the percentages of the Wizards last year of getting the number one pick? Was it same 14%? I can't remember what their record was.
I'd have to look it up.
All right, so and they only fell to number two.
All right, let's pass some of these calls.
They got Sarr too.
Look, they were hoping they'd get the number one pick, which would speed up the development of this team. Now you just really need Sarr to take it up a notch and get to the next level. Cakes' guy Bilal, who I've lost some faith in. He's got to really step up.
Like,
if Bilal in year three is not averaging 20 points per game, and I don't think he's going to do it, to me, it's a waste.
Well, 20 points is, I mean, what did he average this past year?
11 or 12?
He's going to make an 8-point jump in year three?
Well, no. I think my point is, he should, when you have somebody draft that high, be at that level by year three. And if you're not that type of player, it's not good enough.
About 18 points.
Sarr needs to be the guy that averages 20 in year three.
That'd be nice. All right. Bilal averaged 12.3 points per game.
Maybe that goes up a bucket or two.
Let's go to Kevin in Lanham. Kevin, what's up? You're on with the Junkies.
Let's go. Hey, what's going on, fellas, man? Y'all need to change this segment to Tilted Tuesday.
Yeah, you're right. We probably
should play Titanic. Some people have suggested
we could do that. Capitals, Nationals, go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's funny? Is more people calling in. It speaks to your poll. More people are calling in livid about this than the Caps.
The Caps is resignation. The Wizards is anger.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Wizards' anger. This is a joke. The lottery is a damn joke. You're telling me the three worst teams got 4, 5, and 6, and a team that went to the finals last year and almost made the playoffs got the number one pick. It's a media thing. The ratings are down. You need Dallas Spurs and 76ers is a bigger market than Hornets, Jazz, and Wizards. It's a joke. They should go back to how you have the worst record.
But hold on. Look, I like a conspiracy theory more than the next guy. There's no way San Antonio rivals DC as a market.
Well, no, but think about this. San Antonio, listen, Wemby grew up a Spurs fan, Tony Parker. All of a sudden, hey, the Spurs got the number one pick. Hey, Luka Doncic leaves Dallas. Hey, Dallas gets the number one pick. They did the same thing with LeBron. When LeBron left Cleveland, hey, Cleveland gets the number one pick, gets Kyrie Irving. It's a fix. That thing is rigged, man. Come on now.
I appreciate the call.
Look, a lot of people feel that way. They do. We have no idea how they do these numbers and how they pick and how they draw, but a lot of people feel that way.
Let's go to Matt in Fairfax. Matt, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
How you guys doing, man? Thanks for bringing me into work every morning.
Sure. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it. Look, someone really good is going to be available. Probably a perennial all-star will be available, but we won't find him. Good teams find that guy. Like, for instance, we picked Jan Vesely at 6 mm-hmm. because, ooh, he could run the floor. Oh, mm-hmm. yay. And then a really good organization, the Spurs, you know, 9 picks later, picked Kawhi Leonard, who brought 2 different teams championships. So we've done it before. We'll do it again. We'll miss on Karl Malone. We'll miss on Draymond Green.
I have more faith in this brain trust than the guys.
They did pretty good last year.
The guys who were picking Vesely.
Don't you like what they did last year?
Well, yeah, but we had a better pick, right? I mean,
Bob and the other guys, even Bob and George.
You know what? I'm not good enough to speak to that, honestly. But mm-hmm. I will agree with the previous caller in this regard. The lottery is ridiculous. The NFL does it right. The NBA blows it.
Yeah, I would agree. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
But I would agree with Cakes that you know when you're talking about the history of drafting. At 6 with the Jan Vesleys of the world, this is a totally different group.
Right.
And I do trust this group more than I trusted that group to make a good pick. But he's right. I mean, there's going to be a really good player drafted somewhere in the top 10, beyond Cooper
Flagg.
Hopefully
it's at number 6.
Beyond Cooper Flagg. There'll be a really good player drafted, and you just got to hit on him.
The Wizards took Jan Vesely. He mentioned Kawhi Leonard, who went number 15. Mm-hmm. But Klay Thompson was drafted number 11.
Yeah. Mm.
Then some good players like Nikola Vucevic, who's been a good center in mm-hmm. the league. He's not an all-star, but mm-hmm. good player, drafted later. Tobias Harris was drafted later.
Mm-hmm. Look, but all teams miss. Like, Jimmy Butler was picked 30th in that draft.
Yep.
I mean, every team would love to have Jimmy Butler.
Of course.
And 29 teams passed on him.
Butler went in the same draft that Kawhi Leonard went in?
Yes.
Wow. And they both went so late.
He was the last pick of the first round.
Yep.
Wow, amazing. All right, let's go to Mike in Winchester. Hey, Mike, you're on with the Junkies. Thanks, man.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Hey, doing great.
Hey, man, I'm a long-time listener, about 20 years now, man. Love
you. Thanks, man. Really appreciate it.
Hey, solid, man. What I was going to add to this conversation is I was watching a podcast about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It was kind of, in the basketball lottery mm-hmm. leading up. So they were kind of bouncing around. But it was either Shaq in the podcast or they brought up a video of Shaq talking about his draft experience. And he said David Stern asked him if he wanted to play for a cold weather team or a warm weather team before the lottery. So he was alluding to the lottery being rigged and said it with a smile. I'm sure you guys have the resources to look this up, but I've heard several players talking about this, and somebody as big as Shaq saying something like that on a podcast. I'm pretty sure this is common knowledge now that this is a joke. I mean,
well, I would like to hear that.
With this.
I would like to hear that. Do you remember what podcast it was?
Nah, it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, so it's been recent. Like I said, it was leading up to the draft stuff. So I mean,
all right, Mark, can you get on it? Can you see if you can find that, please?
Probably Google that. Yeah.
I just don't buy into these conspiracy theories. Did they hook Atlanta last year with the number one pick?
Well, Atlanta had a 3% chance, and somehow they wound up with the number one pick.
Yeah.
If they were, wouldn't they be a little smarter about it, though, than stop giving the ones with the 1% and 2% and 3% chances?
My point is they're not giving the Knicks the number one pick every year. I know the Knicks weren't eligible for it.
Yeah.
But if they were going to hook teams, they would start with New York and L.A.
Well, I know, but they don't have – if L.A. was in the lottery, they might have gotten it. We have no idea.
Let's go to Randall.
Come on.
Randall and McKenzie. So you seem to be leaning towards rigged. You're so skeptical, you seem to be leaning towards rigged.
I don't know if it's rigged. It's just questionable. When a team has such a low percentage chance of landing it and it gets it, and it's happened multiple times, It's just questionable. That's all I'd say.
I don't lean more towards conspiracy, but I hate a system that rewards a team that was, like Caller mentioned, was in the finals 2 years ago and made the play-in this past year. They should not have an opportunity to take the number one player on the board.
Maybe. So how many teams don't make the playoffs? How many teams?
10.
10? 11? How many
10 total. Teams are there? If you consider the play-in playoffs, 10 teams don't make it.
How many were eligible for this lottery? 13 all had balls and everything in there.
Yeah.
So maybe it should be the bottom seven. You just go in order, and then the top six, some sort of weighted lottery. Like, you know what I mean? Because you're inviting way too much chance by having 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 teams eligible for a ball to pop up.
I think the worst four.
Shorten it.
I think the worst four records, those teams should all be 1 through 4 at some point. So those four have a chance at the number one
pick.
You
know what makes for better
TV? But you can't fall out of the top four.
Mm-hmm. Here's what makes for better TV. You get the world's largest hopper. Okay, and you put the ping pong balls in there with the stupid logos on them. No more of this. It's a four-number system where the four numbers line up, and whatever pick corresponds with that, that's where you pick. No. I want that guy grabbing in, saying number 14. He reaches in, grabs a ball, and it's got the logo. Mm-hmm. I want them to return to that system.
Well, the problem
is then
you get, you know, then you got to take that team's, you know, 13 balls out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the problem.
I don't care. Let those bean counters deal with that.
Yeah, but how are they going to do it from a practicality standpoint?
I don't know, I don't care about the practicality of it.
Yeah.
All right, next call.
Did you see the reaction from Nico Harrison and the front office?
I saw Rolando Blackman.
It's like he hit the lottery.
He hit the lottery.
Rolando Blackman was there representing the team, but Nico Harrison, mm-hmm. I don't know if they were in a hotel room.
They look like they were like in a steakhouse room
office,
like a
wherever
side
they
room.
Were. They're at a table and they go nuts. I put it up on our Instagram. Follow us at Sports Junkies Radio. If you haven't seen it, look at our Instagram story. They go berserk. Meanwhile, Will Dawkins has got to deal with the thud. I saw him getting interviewed afterwards. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's
always in a chipper mood. Was he fine?
Yeah, he was fine.
Did he
fine,
look a little despondent?
What's he going to do?
He's a measured guy. He's smart.
All right, Valdez, I think Mar and Valdez and those guys found the Shaq comments.
Just tell us like some of the stories of the opportunity you got the chance to shake his hand to come into this league and to get to know him over your career of how good a person he was.
I met him before the draft. He says, even before the lottery, he said, you want to play where it's hot or where it's cold? And I said, hot. Then Orlando gets the ball. I don't think none of it.
Then I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah,
everybody.
I am too. So then... I'm in.
I love that you just said
I'm in. I'm at the draft, and he's coming up with the envelope, and he's looking at the envelope, and he goes. So
That was a strong wink.
So right then, I didn't know, but I know I was 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah.
But I didn't know, so like he got the envelope, and you know it was real quick. He was like, and with the first, and then he called me. So.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
And then Orlando got the number one pick again.
Yeah.
Remember?
I do.
No.
Yeah, they drafted Weber, but then traded him for Penny Hardaway.
That's right. Mm-hmm. By the way, the Shaq draft, Shaq went one, Alonzo went two.
Different era.
Our man Googs went six.
He was Googs.
Six
was a beast.
Overall.
Oh, you'd kill for a Googs quality
player.
I love
him at six.
At six at this point.
Who was seven?
Seven. Our guy, soft spot, the Wizard, Walt Williams.
Walt had a great career.
Had a really good career.
Yeah. All right, let's go to, we already do Randall. I think we did, right?
Randall from yesterday?
No, is it different? Maybe it's did I do him? I can't remember. Randall, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
No, you did not do me yet.
Sorry.
Love the show.
Thanks, man.
I'm not going to get into like the whole conspiracy. I don't know if it is. I just think the lottery itself is stupid.
Yeah.
Conspiracy or not, it's dumb. I agree with Lurch. Probably should do like four teams, but as a whole, this is just like a little different. As a whole, the Wizards, they have got to be one of the most irrelevant franchises in sports. I mean, I don't think, because nationally, I don't think they get any sort of love. Like, we talk about Koulibaly. Are they even on anybody's radar?
No.
No, they're not.
I watch NBA TV. Generally speaking, they're one of the last games that they play, and they play highlights for an hour of every game,
yeah. Right?
And the Wizards might get like the last 30 seconds,
like,
unless they're playing
in here.
Unless they're playing another really good team.
But yeah. To be fair, Randall, I mean, the Skins / Commanders weren't either until they got that player,
right?
So if the Wizards go ahead.
That is the NFL, though. You know what I mean? To me, that's the NFL. Like, they're just bigger than the NBA. But I see what you're saying, Lurch. It's just to me, there's this zero. It's a huge nothing burger. You know, they are a huge nothing burger. Put to you this way real quick. This last season, I went to a Caps game. Great. Went to a DC United game. Awesome. My girlfriend asked me, hey, how about we go to a basketball game, the Wizards? I was like, I guess. I mean, I'll go.
Right.
But I'm going to spend more money on parking and food. The tickets are like $8, so it doesn't matter.
I'm just going to counter you with this. That
go to the Hennessy Loft Seats.
I think the frustrating thing for Wizards fans is there's a larger base of basketball fans that would embrace a winning team. You saw it during the height of the John Wall era, mm-hmm. when they almost made it. You have to say almost made it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
Okay.
Didn't even
the excitement in town was huge. And I felt like this year people understood what was happening, that they were tanking. And so they kind of embraced the team, the players developing. But now that it's going to take another year at least, I think there's a lot of resignation and people are pissed off.
JP, you're right.
Clearly are.
You're right, JP.
Yep.
But boy, does that feel like a long time ago.
All right.
Y'all have a good day.
All right, thanks for the call. We'll continue to take your calls at 800-636-1067. People are upset at the Wizards falling out of the top four. They'll pick at six in the 2025 NBA draft. 800-636-1067. What did you think of the results? What was your reaction? We'll take it next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.